Okay, good evening all. Getting down to the wire, finishing up Mitzvah Lama, the 30th Mitzvah of the Torah, and we were discussing last week this idea of the Shvuos, the swears that God makes, and the Chinuch concludes, I can't remember if we read these words, so we'll just read them quickly now. The Chinuch went extensively into this matter. The reason why he explained all these ideas regarding God's swearing or not swearing, annulling his vows, whatever, etc., is also that we can understand what the Torah is talking about in many of these different places. And this that I have told you, this idea that we said that God can indeed annul his vow, right? That we said that it's a quote-unquote fake swear. He doesn't actually swear, but if he did, he has a fake annulment, right? So this idea, lo timsa zel olam, ela b'makom she'echanu lo shvua l'chaye b'riya. The only time that God can ever, or obviously he can do whatever he wants, but the only time God will ever annul his vow is when he is obligating someone in some sort of serious punishment, right? He did something wrong and he's going to punish him. But whenever God said, I'm going to do some great kindness for a person, there will never be any sort of mention of an annulment there, because God will never take back some good promise that he made to someone. Right? Because God in his abundant kindness would never take away this kindness. Below Yashiv, right, he would never withdraw his word from leaving this idea unfulfilled, that someone should not get this kindness. So he means to say, the Chinuch says, I mean to say, once someone is deserving of goodness from God, such that it was said that God swore to this person that they would get this ultimate kindness, this would never be rescinded. As it says with regard to Shlomo, with David HaMelech, that God swore to David that good would happen to him, and anything, any other examples that we have like that in all of Tanakh, even if this guy or this woman sinned horribly, they did some terrible chait, some terrible sin, nonetheless God would never take away this swear. And this is one of God's amazing attributes, right? That he would never take away a great kindness to someone that had reached the level that he would swear to them about it, quote unquote, even if they really were not deserving, even if they really did something wrong. And so now we've finished that section of all these explanations, and now finally we've reached the dini ha-mitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah. So what are these laws? Okay, go on, one example is kinoi shvua. This idea of kinuim. So kinoi is like a nickname. So this means like other ways of swearing. Shamer zochrom l'bracha shein keshvua, that the Chazal teach us that when you use a quote-unquote nickname for a swear, then you will also be assumed to have sworn. Right? How do you define what a kinoi of a swear is? Well, it's any of the expressions that a person can use in their locale as an expression of swearing. So, for example, the word promise. How do you translate promise into Hebrew? I don't know. Right? So the word promise, if someone says the word promise, the Torah essentially says that that is considered like a swear, because that's how we understand it in English. The word promise means that you're promising, so you're going to upkeep it. That's why we try not to say a promise. These examples of words that they used to say, like shvusa and shkuka, which essentially are other ways of saying I swear, back in the day. So if you use those words, then you will seemingly be liable. Similarly, the words, there's Allah and Arur, which also seemingly would have implications of a shvua, and that's another law that's discussed. And when a person says, another example, when a person says, no, that I will not do something, and they invoke God's name, they say, by God I will not do something. If someone says that, that would also seemingly be a swear, but that law is included in this list of laws. Seemingly also if someone says that I swear by God's right hand or by God's left hand, and in these cases as well, seemingly a person would be considered to make that like a swear. So again, whether or not they use the actual language of swear is not important, but if they say by God's right hand I'll do this, then that also seems to be that in some locales that would be considered a swear, and that law, understanding that law, would be in the list of these laws. There are many more laws that we'll discuss, God willing, tomorrow, and we hope to finish up this semester tomorrow night. If not tomorrow, then God willing, the beginning of next week.